This is the 2024 third quarter earnings release from Spotify.
Right.
You sent this over.
Yeah.
Wanted to unpack it together, so
Yep.
let's dive right in.
Yeah, let's do it.
At first glance, things look a little mixed. Earnings and revenue came in slightly below what analysts were expecting,
Yeah.
but their guidance for next quarter is,
I know.
well, it was pretty fascinating.
It is. It really is. It's
Yeah.
like they're tapping the brakes and hitting the gas at the same time,
Right.
which makes you wonder what their game plan really is.
Yeah, you got me curious.
Yeah.
So let's break down these numbers.
Okay.
Earnings per share came in at 1.45,
Right.
a bit shy of the 1.72 that was predicted. And revenue,
Yeah.
they hit 3.99 billion,
Right.
just under the 4.02 billion analysts had their eyes on.
Exactly. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Even though they missed those revenue and earnings targets,
Right.
their user base is still booming. They actually surpassed expectations for monthly active users,
Wow.
reaching 640 million.
Okay.
That's just a hair above the 639 million that was predicted.
So more people are using Spotify than ever,
Yeah.
but they're not quite making as much money as analysts thought they would.
Right.
Okay, interesting. What about premium subscribers?
Premium subscribers are looking good.
Okay.
They're at 252 million,
Okay.
slightly exceeding the estimates.
Got it.
But now, if we shift gears and look at their projections for the next quarter,
Okay.
that's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
They're forecasting an operating income of 481 million.
Wow.
That's a significant jump, blowing past the analyst estimate of 432.7 million.
Wow. Okay. So they're expecting to be a lot more profitable than everyone thought.
Yeah,
That's got to be good news, right?
it is.
Okay.
And they're also predicting that MAUs will climb to 665 million.
Okay.
Again, outpacing the anticipated 659.3 million.
So more users,
Yep.
more profit.
Yeah.
Sounds great, right?
Sounds great.
Yeah.
But here's the catch.
Oh.
Their projected revenue of 4.1 billion actually falls short of the 4.26 billion analysts were expecting.
Hold on. So they're expecting to make more profit,
Yeah.
but bring in less revenue.
Yes.
How does that even work?
Well, it suggests that they might be shifting their focus.
Okay.
Maybe they're prioritizing profitability
Okay.
over pure revenue growth, which
Okay.
could be a savvy move in the current economic climate.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Think of it this way.
Okay.
Instead of just chasing more and more users,
Right.
they're trying to make sure they're squeezing as much value as possible
Okay.
out of each user they already have.
Okay, that actually makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
That's like instead of just growing the pie, they're making sure each slice is as delicious as possible.
Okay, I like that analogy.
Yeah.
So to understand this better,
Yeah.
let's dig into the specifics of where their money is coming from.
All right.
We see that premium revenue shot up by 21% year over year, reaching a cool $3.5 billion.
Right.
That's driven by both the growth in subscribers
Yep.
and a 9% increase in their average revenue per user.
You got it.
Okay.
Premium is their bread and butter,
Right.
their golden goose,
Yeah.
whatever you want to call it.
That's working for them.
But ad-supported revenue,
Yeah.
that's a different story.
Okay.
It saw a decent 6% increase year over year,
Okay.
hitting 472 million.
Okay.
It's growing, sure,
Yeah.
but it's lagging behind premium by a long shot.
Okay, so we've got this powerhouse in premium.
Yeah.
But their ad revenue growth, while not bad,
Right.
isn't exactly setting the world on fire.
Yeah, it's not like explosive growth.
So what does this mean for Spotify's dual revenue model?
Right.
Can they really just ride the premium wave?
It's a good question.
Or do they need to figure out how to kickstart that ad revenue?
That's the million-dollar question. It's a
That's
tightrope walk.
right.
They've clearly hit a home run with their premium model, but putting all their eggs in that basket could be risky.
Yeah.
What if something shakes up the market? What if competition heats up?
Okay.
Strengthening their ad-supported side could provide a valuable safety net.
A safety net. I like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of strong performance, though,
Yeah.
let's take a minute to appreciate this. Spotify achieved a record high gross margin of 31.1% this quarter.
Nice.
That's a whopping 473 basis points higher than last year.
Impressive, right?
It is.
This margin boost really highlights how efficient and profitable Spotify is becoming.
Right.
And it's not just coming from one place. They're
Okay.
seeing gains in both premium and ad-supported, with music, audiobooks, and podcasts all contributing to the party.
So what does this impressive margin boost mean for the future?
Right.
Is this a sign that they might be able to reinvest those profits into something new and exciting?
Potentially.
Or maybe even adjust their pricing to be more competitive?
All those possibilities are on the table. A healthy margin like that gives them the flexibility to experiment, to invest in innovation, and yeah, maybe even offer more appealing prices to attract even more users.
Right.
It's like they've built this solid foundation,
right,
and now they can start building whatever they want on top of it.
I'm picturing a castle made of podcasts and playlists.
I love it.
And speaking of a solid foundation,
yeah,
let's not forget about their free cash flow.
Right.
They generated a record $711 million this quarter, which brings their 12-month total to a staggering $1.8 billion.
That's a lot of financial freedom.
That's a lot of money.
It really is.
Yeah.
Robust free cash flow is like having a financial cushion and a launch pad all in one.
Right.
They're free to reinvest in their business,
uh-huh,
explore new ventures,
right,
and
right,
weather any storms that might come their way.
Okay.
It's like having a treasure chest full of possibilities.
And for investors, that's got to be music to their ears, right?
Exactly.
Make Spotify look even more attractive. Because it shows they can rake in the cash.
It screams financial stability.
Right.
And hints at juicy future returns, which are always irresistible to investors.
Okay, so we've covered the nuts and bolts of their financial performance.
Right.
Now let's zoom out a bit and talk about what Spotify has been up to beyond just the numbers.
Okay.
They've been busy rolling out music videos globally, which is now available in a whopping 97 markets.
Wow.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
For keeping users engaged, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And they're not stopping there.
What else?
They're going all in on AI, too.
Okay.
They've expanded their AI DJ feature to Spanish-speaking markets, and their AI playlist feature is reaching more corners of the world.
Oh, cool.
It seems like Spotify is betting big on AI to create the ultimate personalized listening experience.
Yeah, okay.
They want to know your tastes better than you know them yourself.
Kind of creepy.
It is a little bit.
But also kind of cool.
Yeah.
And they're making waves in the podcast world, too, adding interactive comments and launching exclusive podcast series.
It's like they're trying to be the one-stop shop for all things audio.
You got it.
They're not content to just sit back and let the world come to them.
Right.
They're pushing the boundaries, embracing new technologies, and diversifying their offerings like crazy.
So the question is...
The question is, are they spreading themselves too thin?
Yeah.
It's an interesting dilemma.
It is. They're ambitious, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But now, here's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
There's this lesser-known factor influencing Spotify's financials that we need to talk about. Social charges.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard about these?
Oh, yes. Those sneaky social charges.
Okay.
They're basically European payroll taxes that are tied to share-based compensation.
Okay.
What makes them so fascinating is that they're directly connected to Spotify's stock price.
Wait, so as Spotify's stock price goes up, these social charges go up too?
Yes.
That seems a bit counterintuitive, right?
It is. Yeah. It's like a hidden cost that comes with success.
Right.
In this last quarter alone, these social charges added up to a hefty $54 million.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
It is.
It's like a tax on their own success.
Yeah, you could say that.
So is this something unique to Spotify?
It's a great question.
Or could other tech companies with big stock-based compensation packages face the same issue?
And one that I think a lot of companies are going to be grappling with.
Right.
As their valuations soar and stock-based compensation becomes more common, it creates this interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
Where a rising stock price, which is usually a good thing.
All right.
Can actually start to eat into profitability.
So it's a double-edged sword.
You could say that.
It's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It adds another layer of complexity to understanding Spotify's financial performance.
Yeah.
And it's something investors are watching closely.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah, we have.
But we're not done yet.
Okay.
We still need to delve deeper into Spotify's global expansion efforts.
Right.
And how they're navigating the increasingly competitive landscape of the music streaming world.
Yes.
Right.
And we can't forget about the looming question of regulation.
Oh, right. Yeah.
How will governments around the world react to the growing power of tech giants like Spotify? It's a topic that could have a major impact on their future.
I'm hooked. Tell me more.
It's pretty remarkable how Spotify has managed to plant their flag all over the world.
Yeah.
They've really embraced this global strategy
Right.
while navigating a tricky web of regulations and cultural differences.
Yeah, they haven't been shy about pushing into new territories.
Right.
Remember when they launched in India a few years back?
Oh, yeah.
That was a bold move,
It was.
considering how unique that market is.
Right.
I mean, their music scene is totally different.
And you know what? It paid off.
It did.
India is one of their fastest growing markets right now.
Wow.
They've clearly learned from their experience and tailored their strategies to resonate with different audiences.
So it's not just a matter of copy-pasting their service everywhere.
No, not at all.
They're actually putting in the effort to cater to local tastes,
Right.
which is pretty smart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They've been teaming up with local artists and influencers,
Right.
creating playlists that are specifically curated for regional music scenes, and even experimenting with features like the Spanish language AI DJ we talked about earlier.
Right.
They're making sure you feel like they get you,
Okay.
no matter where you are in the world.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
By embracing local cultures, they're creating a stronger bond with their users
Right.
and setting themselves apart from competitors who might be taking a more generic approach.
It shows that they understand that going global isn't just about conquering territory. It's about building genuine connections with diverse communities.
Yeah.
They want to be a part of the fabric of your musical world.
But let's be real.
Okay.
Expanding globally isn't always smooth sailing.
Oh, of course not.
They've hit some bumps in the road, right?
Yeah, they have.
Like what?
We've seen some pushback against their pricing in certain markets
Okay.
where people might be more sensitive to cost.
Uh-huh.
And they've had to grapple with those complicated licensing agreements
Right, yeah.
with rights holders around the world,
Yeah.
which can be a real headache.
It's like trying to solve a giant Rubik's Cube
Yeah.
with each square representing a different country's copyright laws.
Oh, for sure.
And then you've got the whole ever-changing landscape of digital regulations,
Right.
which is different in practically every country.
Yeah.
It's like playing a game of global chess where the rules keep changing.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
They've had to adapt to data privacy laws like GDPR in Europe, and then in other parts of the world, they're dealing with censorship and content restrictions. It's a constant juggling act to stay true to their core values
Yeah.
while playing by the rules in every corner of the globe.
And on top of all that,
Yeah.
they've got competition breathing down their neck.
Oh, absolutely.
The music streaming scene is getting more crowded by the day.
They're up against heavy hitters like Apple Music and Amazon Music,
Right.
which are backed by these massive companies with tons of resources.
Yeah.
And then you've got those regional players like Tencent Music in China, which are basically kings in their own backyards.
So how's Spotify holding its own in this battle royale?
Well, they're sticking to their strengths,
Okay.
focusing on what they do best.
Right.
That means delivering a truly personalized and engaging listening experience.
Okay.
Their AI-powered features are a big part of that, and so is their massive podcast library,
Okay.
which is actually the largest in the world.
Yeah, they've been experimenting with new stuff,
Right?
like vodcasts and interactive podcasts,
Yeah.
which keeps them on the cutting edge.
It's a savvy move.
Right.
By constantly innovating and pushing the boundaries of what's possible with audio entertainment, they're giving you more reasons to choose Spotify over the competition. They want you to feel like you're getting something unique and special.
But innovation might not be enough in the long run.
You're right.
What about this whole threat of regulation we keep hearing about?
Exactly.
Governments around the world are starting to take a closer look at the power of these tech giants. And Spotify is definitely not immune to that scrutiny.
You're right. Antitrust investigations, data privacy regulations,
Huh?
content moderation policies, all these things could have a huge impact on their business.
So what could these regulations look like?
Yeah.
Could they force Spotify to change their pricing
Potentially.
or open up their platform to more competition?
Those are all possibilities.
Okay.
Some countries have already started implementing laws
Uh-huh.
that require streaming services to pay artists a bigger chunk of royalties. And there's growing pressure on them to be more transparent
Yeah.
about their algorithms and how they collect data. It's like they're being watched under a microscope.
It's a wild ride trying to
Yeah.
keep up with this fast-changing world.
It is.
Yeah.
It's tough to say exactly what the future holds,
Yeah.
but one thing's for sure,
What's that?
regulation is going to be a major factor shaping the future of music streaming.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
So Spotify and all its competitors are going to have to adapt
Yeah.
and navigate these regulatory hurdles
They
if
are.
they want to stay on top.
It's a whole new game.
This brings us to the big question.
Okay.
What does the crystal ball say about Spotify's future?
All right.
Can they keep up their impressive growth?
Yeah.
With all this competition and potential regulation looming over them?
That's the million-dollar question.
It is.
They've got some serious challenges ahead.
Right.
No doubt about it.
Okay.
But they've also shown this remarkable ability to adapt, innovate, and overcome obstacles. They're like that friend you have.
Yeah.
Who always manages to land on their feet no matter what life throws at them.
So it's like a high-stakes game of chess.
Exactly.
And Spotify needs to stay several steps ahead to keep winning.
They need to strike a balance between pushing boundaries, respecting the rules,
right,
and keeping both users and artists happy.
Right.
It's a delicate dance, but they've been pretty good at it so far.
Speaking of this balancing act, they've also been branching out beyond just music and podcasts.
Right.
They're testing the waters with audiobooks, which is a whole different beast.
It really is. It was a bold move venturing beyond music into a whole new world of audio entertainment.
Right.
It's like they decided to open a bookstore right next to their concert hall.
And so far, it seems like it's working.
Yeah.
They've been steadily adding more audiobooks to their collection.
Right.
And it all fits so seamlessly into the Spotify experience.
It does.
It's like they're creating this massive audio universe where you can find anything you want.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whether it's music podcasts or a good old-fashioned story.
Exactly. And it's not just audiobooks.
Well,
it's dipping their toes into all sorts of spoken word content.
Okay.
From podcasts to live audio events.
Uh-huh.
They want to be your one-stop shop for anything you want to listen to.
Okay.
No matter what format it comes in. It's ambitious,
right?
But kind of brilliant, don't you think?
It makes sense. The lines between different types of audio entertainment are blurring more and more.
Yeah.
We all want choices. We want convenience.
Right.
And Spotify is positioning itself to be that place where you can find it all.
Mm-hmm.
Right at your fingertips.
They're definitely onto something.
Okay.
But it's not just about adding more content.
What else?
They're also constantly tweaking and refining the user experience.
Right.
Adding new features and making the old ones even better.
Yeah, like their AI-powered features.
Right.
Which have been a real game changer.
Totally.
The AI DJ is a perfect example. It's like having a personal radio station that knows your taste better than you do.
And their AI playlist feature has been a huge hit too.
Oh yeah.
Letting you create playlists based on your mood or what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
It's like having a personal DJ in your pocket.
Right.
These AI-powered features are taking personalization to a whole new level.
It's a little bit Big Brother.
It is.
But hey, if it means I discover new music I love, I'm not complaining.
Right.
But it's not all about algorithms and data, right?
Right.
Spotify still understands the value of having real people curating things.
Mm-hmm.
They have these teams of music experts who are crafting playlists and highlighting new artists.
Yeah.
It adds a human touch to the whole experience.
It's a smart balance they've struck.
Right.
They're leveraging technology to create a more personalized experience,
right,
but without losing sight of the human element, that connection that comes from real people sharing their passion for music.
So looking ahead, where do you see Spotify going in the next few years? What are the big trends and challenges that will shape their future?
Well, I think we can expect them to keep pushing the boundaries of audio entertainment, experimenting with new formats and technologies.
Like what?
Virtual reality and augmented reality could become a bigger part of the picture,
okay,
creating these immersive listening experiences that go beyond just wearing headphones.
I'm trying to picture that attending a virtual concert through Spotify.
Yeah.
Feeling like you're right there in the crowd, surrounded by the energy and the music.
Exactly. The possibilities are mind-blowing.
Yeah.
But they'll also have to address the challenges we talked about earlier.
Sorry.
Like navigating the regulatory landscape and staying ahead of the competition.
Uh-huh.
Keeping up with data privacy and content moderation will be crucial.
Right.
It's a tightrope walk for sure.
And they'll need to figure out how to make money without turning off their users.
For sure.
It's a tough balancing act. But they've proven that they're pretty good at it.
Overall, I think Spotify is in a great position to keep thriving. They've got a strong brand, a loyal user base, and a knack for innovation.
Yeah.
But they can't afford to get complacent.
Right.
The world of audio entertainment is constantly changing, so they'll need to stay nimble and adapt if they want to remain the leader.
It's a fascinating story to follow, and we'll be watching closely to see what they do next. So what are your thoughts? Where do you see Spotify heading after digging into all these details? We hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of what's going on behind the scenes at Spotify. Thanks for taking the time to explore this with us.